Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
With the business world changing as fast as it is today, organizations are constantly on a quest to figure out ways to speed up their digital transformations. So what I want to talk about today are some tips on how to accelerate your digital transformation. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And one thing we've noticed in the last couple of years since the pandemic started in 2020 is that the pace of change has just accelerated exponentially. It was already changing very quickly before 2020, but since there's been a number of disruptions and economic changes in the world since 2020, companies are just trying to figure out ways to change faster and to go through digital transformations faster and to use technology to make their businesses better. And in that quest for speed, oftentimes they make big mistakes or they overlook possibilities or options for ways to increase the speed at which they're going through their transformation. So what I want to talk about today are two things. One is, how can you speed up your digital transformation? Secondly, how can you avoid some of the common pitfalls that organizations fall into in their quest to speed up their transformation? One of the biggest obstacles to a fast digital transformation and one of the biggest risks to any sort of digital transformation is this whole concept of customizing software. And organizations are often tempted by the concept of changing the source code, changing the technology to do things it wasn't meant to do simply because they can. And once you do that, and once you start to change technology and customize the technology in a way that it wasn't meant to be built, you're introducing risk, you're introducing additional cost, you're introducing more time into your overall transformation. So wouldn't it be great if there's a way that we could change the software and leverage some of the flexibility of the software without breaking it like a lot of organizations do? And that's where this whole emerging concept of low-code technology comes in. And there's a number of software vendors out there in the marketplace that are deploying and leveraging low-code types of solutions. And what low-code is essentially a way to maximize the flexibility of the technology, to change the technology, change the workflows, change the look and feel of the technology without actually changing the source code of the software. So it'll survive upgrades, it'll survive cloud updates and things of that nature. So when you're looking at potential technologies, look at low-code as a way to mitigate some of that risk that comes along with customizing software, but at the same time gives you a powerful tool set to change the software to fit whatever your future state business needs are. Now, one word of warning with low-code is that low-code isn't going to solve all of your problems. It may actually create some additional problems, even though it's solving some of your problems. So for example, while it may be giving you powerful options to change the software in a way that doesn't add to your time and cost as customization might, it introduces other risks, and then now you have to have a clearer definition of what it is you want to get out of the software because it is more flexible by definition. So just because you have low code and you're mitigating some of the problems doesn't mean that you're not introducing other problems that need to be mitigated, which is primarily that you want to make sure you have a clear vision of what you want your future state to look like so that you know how you're going to leverage these low code tools to speed up your transformation. One of the biggest obstacles to a fast or a rapid deployment of technology is a lack of alignment between your strategy as an organization and the actual transformation itself. And what I mean by that is a lot of organizations have a certain strategy at the business strategy level, but then their digital transformation doesn't align with that. So for example, if your business strategy is to standardize business processes across the organization, but your digital transformation is focused on creating a certain amount of flexibility and different ways of doing things within the organization, right there you have misalignment, and that actually is going to create a lot of headwinds when it comes to your overall implementation plan and budget. So one of the biggest ways that you can convert headwinds that slow down your project into tailwinds is to dedicate time during your transformation and ultimately even before you start your transformation on ensuring you have clear alignment on what your strategy is, what you're trying to accomplish, and ensuring that your overall transformation strategy is aligned with that. And finally, it's important to note that strategy alignment doesn't just start and stop before you begin your transformation. It's something that should continue all the way through the entire transformation. Because as you go through changes in organization, as you introduce new technologies and changes, it's really easy to get misaligned and have different opinions and go in different directions. So it's really important you dedicate a certain amount of time and a substantial amount of time on ensuring you have that alignment throughout your company.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another common strategy for accelerating digital transformation is to leverage best-of-breed solutions and agile deployment methods. And let me explain what each of those are. Best-of-breed is essentially finding different technologies that support different parts of your business. So for example, you might have a finance and accounting system. You might have a separate supply chain management system, a separate customer service system, etc. And the idea here is that instead of trying to find one big system that does everything you want it to do, and you're trying to change everything all at once, you instead pick off bits and pieces of your organization and change them incrementally with point solutions that address just that part of your business. And that can really help speed things up in that you're not trying to change everything all at once. You're not trying to get everyone aligned all at once. You're focusing on a smaller part of the organization, which can speed things up. Now, this whole concept of best of breed is related to, but not exactly the same as Agile. So Agile development is focused on making incremental changes and improvements and rolling out incremental technologies rather than one big massive change all at once. So the concept is somewhat similar, but different. They're very much related. And so agile deployment methods can be another way to speed things up. So those are two things to think about is, can we leverage best of breed solutions and can we leverage agile approaches in our project management and our software deployments to ensure that we speed things up more so than we might in a traditional software development cycle. Now, stay tuned to the end of this video because I'm going to cover some of the risks of both Agile and best of breed, as well as some of the benefits that I've talked about earlier that may be positives, but there's also a dark side or a downside risk as well. So stay tuned to the end of the video. I'm going to talk more about that as well. One of the fastest ways to speed up your implementation and execute faster is to make sure you have a really solid plan. And not only do you want to have a solid plan that covers everything you need to cover and has a very clearly defined task and responsibilities and milestones, but you also want to make sure it's realistic. One of the biggest problems or challenges you can create is to have an overly aggressive plan that makes it look like that on paper you're going to be able to implement really fast, but in reality, it was never realistic. It's going to take you a lot longer than that. So you want to have a realistic plan, you want it to be aggressive, and you want it to be something that is manageable, ensuring that you can implement and transform your business quickly. And one thing we often recommend to our clients is that after you've defined what your technology roadmap is going to be, you sort of know what that end state is, and you're getting ready to start your transformation, it's really important to take a time out and don't just jump right in and start deploying technology. In fact, hold off on even buying the technology until you get through that implementation planning process. And that implementation planning process should be much more robust and extensive than just taking the proposed project plan that your software vendor or vendors may have provided to you. You need to have a complete program plan that looks at all the different components of digital transformation, including the people, process, technology, and strategy pieces of the transformation. You want to make sure that your whole plan includes that entire spectrum of activities that are going to be critical to your success. So one of the most important things you can do in speeding up your project, and it may sound counterintuitive or ironic, is to slow down the project at the beginning to make sure you have a solid plan so that you can ultimately speed up later. It's much like the old adage of taking one step back to be able to take two steps forward. You need to invest that time up front so that you can ultimately speed things up later on, which will have the net effect of implementing faster than if you hadn't had that solid, realistic plan. Now, ultimately, once we have a plan and we've addressed all the things I've talked about so far in this video, the next step is to make sure we execute quickly. We want to have speed in execution. And this entails having very strong project management. So people that have been through these broad digital transformations before. And when I say project management, by the way, I'm not just talking about project managers of technologies. Most software vendors or implementers will provide you with a project manager, but the project manager is really a technical lead. They're not an overarching project manager that's going to manage everything. So your project manager on the technical side is more of a technical lead, but you need a strong business, a digital transformation project manager that can manage the entire thing. And that's where a lot of our clients hire our team at Third Stage, is to help them manage the project effectively across the spectrum of everything that needs to be done for a successful implementation. You also want to make sure that you're quickly identifying risks even before they're felt by the team or by the organization. So if you have experience, as I mentioned before, you have that right project management experience, you're going to have people that can anticipate where the risks are and mitigate those risks before they become problems and before they start to delay your project. So things related to change management resistance or technical issues that if you have experience, you understand that you're creating risk or that you're potentially punting a problem down the road to later on. Ultimately, you want to mitigate those risks by identifying them early on and having a plan to manage those. And that's another dimension of speeding up your project during execution. And then finally, as I mentioned before, you want to make sure your team stays aligned. You want to make sure the project stays aligned, the team stays aligned, that the overall transformation stays aligned with your overall business strategy and corporate strategy. When that starts to get out of sync, those two things, your overall strategy and your transformation strategy, when those get out of sync, that starts to create those headwinds that I was talking about before, and that's going to slow things down. So there's a lot of art behind this, not so much science, but there's a lot of art in speeding up execution, but these are just a few of the things to think about. In project management, there's a concept called the project management triangle. And essentially what that project management triangle states is that you have speed, cost, and quality. Those are three dimensions of project management. You can't have all three. You need to pick two of the three that are most important to you. So in other words, you can't have a really fast project done very inexpensively that's at a very high quality. So you have to figure out what's most important to you. If speed is really important to you, which chances are it's pretty important to you if you're watching this video, that means you need to pick one of the other two. Are you looking to have speed and low cost if possible, or as low cost as reasonably possible? Or are you looking for high quality, but you can't have both? So you need to figure out what you're trying to accomplish. And that's one of the big problems that organizations have in their quest for speed, is they want speed, they want it done inexpensively, and they want it done perfectly, and they want their business to magically transform at the end of this. And you can't have all those things. And you want to make sure that you're watching out for those pitfalls of perceived silver bullets in speeding up your project. So for example, software vendors oftentimes will sell the concept of pre-configured solutions that's really going to speed up your project. You have believers in Agile that will tell you that Agile is going to speed up your project and that's going to make things so easy. So it's important to make sure you're going in with eyes wide open, you're being realistic, you're not falling victim or prey to some of these perceived silver bullets that are not necessarily going to speed up the project as much as you think. And you ultimately want to make sure that you understand what that project management triangle is and what your priorities are in terms of speed, cost, and quality. So I hope this has given you some guidance on how to speed up your project and how to assess some of the trade-offs and risks of speeding up your project. And for more information on digital transformation best practices, including how to speed up your project, but also focused on just general best practices to make your digital transformation successful, I encourage you to download our guide to a successful digital transformation. I included links to that below, along with other downloads and other resources that I think will help you in your digital transformation journey. And as always, feel free to reach out if you'd like an informal sounding board for how to make your project more successful. I'd be happy to chat with you and just informally discuss how to improve your planned implementation strategy. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.